Take a moment and settle into a comfortable position. And begin to breathe. And when you're ready, I invite you to notice the rise and the fall, the up and down, the in and the out of your natural breath rhythm. No judgment, just with the curious awareness. Notice the pace of your breath. Notice the inhale and the exhale. Perhaps you may want to take a deep breath in through your nose as though you were smelling your favorite fragrance. And exhale through your mouth with an audible sound as though you were blowing out a candle. And just rest in the breath of life, allowing the breath of life to move in and through you. And when you're ready, I invite you to allow the Holy Spirit to sanctify your sacred imagination and bring it to a curious and wondrous and sacred space. Just a curious awareness without any judgment, not trying to change anything, just noticing what you're noticing and inviting the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what's the worst sin in your life that you regret committing. I know it may be hard to visit this dark place, but I assure you that the light of God shining in and through you is much brighter than the darkness of your sin. And as the Holy Spirit brings it to your mind, just notice it. Notice what you're noticing, any sensations or feelings or thoughts that are associated with this sin. Just recognize them. And with your wondrous imagination, just place them at the feet of the cross for Jesus to help you deal with. Perhaps the sin continues to resurface in your life. Maybe it's something that you've moved past, but that the enemy continues to try and bring attention to. But today, as we revisit it, we hand it over to Jesus. And in this exchange, accept the truth. The truth that there is no condemnation, no guilty verdict, no punishment for those who in Christ Jesus, who believe in him as your personal Lord and Savior. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, that is, overcome sin and remove its penalty and its power, being weakened by the flesh, man's nature, without the Holy Spirit, God did it. He sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful man as an offering for sin. And he condemned sin in the flesh. He subdued it and overcame it in the person of his own Son, so that the righteous and the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not live our lives in waves of the flesh guided by worldliness or our sinful nature, but live our lives in the ways of the Spirit guided by his power. There is no condemnation. in Christ Jesus. Rest in that truth. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Exhale through your mouth and allow the breath of life to continue to flow within you. And with every inhale and exhale you take, know that the loving breath of God has redeemed you and saved you and graciously forgives you and finds no fault in you.